Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Pitch popped up right field along the line. Long run for Frelick. He's there. He's got it. 9-0 Brewers, the final.
I don't want to talk about last night's game just yet. It's still the morning hours, so I want to try to keep it positive here until we get at least 60 minutes into the show. We're going to talk about what is ahead of us, not behind us. But don't worry, we will eventually get into what happened last night. I sound a little bit like the teacher in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory there. It's Donnie Football on 93.7 The Fan. I am in for the Joe Starkey, Paul Zeiss experience from right now until 2 p.m. Got City Limits behind the glass. IT is back there with him as well. We will have those guys join in on the conversation as the show goes on. We are all pretty excited because it is every fifth day in Pirates land. And I noticed a trend as I got in this morning. A lot of t-shirts for just one guy. I have a Paul Skeens t-shirt on. City Limits has a Paul Skeens t-shirt on. Ben Tenuta, our social media coordinator, has a Paul Skeens t-shirt on. I'm sure we aren't the only three. I don't know if IT is wearing a Paul Skeens shirt. I can't remember. I'm getting the head shake no that he is not. So he missed out on the memo. We probably should have texted him before we got in. But it is another day where Paul Skeens will grace the mound for the Buccos. And it's a chance that the Pirates have to take the series in Milwaukee, which has been a house of horrors for them over the years. They enjoyed a 12-2 win the other night. Last night they were beat up and belittled in a 9-0 loss. But again, I don't want to get negative until a little bit later on. The man who is appointment viewing, Paul Skeens, toes the rubber. Today, one of those appointments, again, 2:10 in Milwaukee when that game gets underway. You can listen to it on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA. And also, if you're in the listening area, you can tune in on your Odyssey app. This man was drafted, what, 367 days ago? Maybe 368? Because this year was a leap year, I'm pretty sure, so maybe that factors in. Anyway, a year and 2 days ago is when Paul Skeens was selected first overall by the Pittsburgh Pirates, and he's already one of the best pitchers in baseball. Maybe hyperbole to say that, but 10 starts in, he's absolutely one of the most feared. And he has already made some history. Another piece of history, I guess you could say. I feel like he will be making more of that as his early career moves on. The first player ever selected first overall and be named an all-star in the very next season. The big question with him now is, should he start the All-Star game? When should he enter? How much should he pitch? Limits, I had a friend yesterday try to speculate that the team would try to shut down the idea of him pitching in the All-Star game. And this happened in a group message-like setting. I'm sure you have one with either high school and or college buddies or both.
Oh, yeah.
The individual quickly got dismantled. for suggesting that notion. I mean, that would be a slight on Major League Baseball if we didn't see Paul Skenes pitch in the All-Star game.
I understand his perspective based on the Pirates wanting to eat, you know, wanting to hold back innings on Paul Skenes or whatever. You're talking about one inning on the grandest of stages with the biggest star the Pirates maybe have ever had since Andrew McCutchen won the MVP in 13.
Yeah, I think it's without question the biggest star they've had since Kutch winning the MVP. And you could argue when it comes to must-watch ability, Paul Skenes already has more. Like, Andrew McCutchen in his prime was absolutely a fun player to watch. But nobody really matches what Paul Skenes does. I mean, almost every one of his starts gets picked up on a national level, whether it be MLB Network, FS1 picked up a game. And I'm sure down the line here in the back half of the season, I don't know how the networks will go about it. You know, that stuff is above my pay grade, certainly. But Fox and ESPN, I would think they're going to try to catch wind of at least one to two Paul Skenes starts that maybe end up on a Saturday. Maybe they're lined up on a Sunday. And we see a Fox Saturday night national game, or we see a Sunday night baseball game in the future. When this dude is on the mound, it doesn't really matter how the team is playing. That's kind of the beauty of it from a league-wide standpoint. The Pirates could be out of things in the second half of the season. People want to watch this guy pitch.
And Apple TV even picked up two Pirates games as well for August, and I think even into September.
Yeah, so there's another example.
There's probably speculating that Skenes is going to get at least one of those starts.
Yeah, because you have those Apple TV games now on Friday night. You have the Roku TV 11:30 start times on Sundays. Like, there are different avenues now where these games are being picked up. And Skenes just has that ability more so than any player we have seen in a Pirates uniform in a long time. Like, you could argue that O'Neal Cruz has a little bit of that, but not really. And I think based on his first half being a little bit disappointing, I'm not going to say that he's anywhere near the most disappointing player they have, because multiple guys take up that medal stand before we get down to O'Neal Cruz. But nobody quite has it like this, because when you are a pitcher, it creates more of that aura and more of that anticipation, because you don't play every single day. You have a guy that pitches once a week, every 5 days, and he brings a special aspect to baseball that brings eyeballs to it. And people love to bring up, you know, the relationship that he's in with Livy Dunn, who is a social media star, the LSU gymnast returning for her fifth season there next year. People look at that as like a mini or a light version of what Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are in the NFL. I can understand the comparison, but think about the people that follow her. Think about the fans that she has. They're going to get more inclined to maybe check out some of these games. I mean, she has a shirt similar to the one that I have on right now. I think my shirt's actually the better looking one. And I know you definitely think that limits.
I have the same one. It definitely is better.
And the shirt that she wore, the sales on that skyrocketed when people saw her wearing it. So you have that like superstar type couple, and Skenes is able to back it up with his play on the field. I mean, he came in here with high expectations, no doubt. I mean, he was touted as a once-in-a-generation type prospect. He got comparisons to not only some of the best pitchers in baseball right now, but if you think back about 15 years, he got comparisons to Steven Strasburg, who maybe had overall a disappointing career because he had some injuries riddled in there. But Strasburg was an electric arm who brought people into the stadium, whether he was home or away. I mean, he is doing a favor for every team in baseball that the Pirates play once he's in their ballpark. Yeah, the Pirates get to eat on that a little bit more because they are the team that has him. So every single home gate that the Pirates have him on the mound, that's going to do a little bit better. He joked about last Friday night, he even got the promotion wrong in the process. He joked with the media that people came out to get the free T-shirts. T-shirts were Saturday, the Hawaiian shirts. It was the bucket hat on Friday night, so he didn't even have the promotion correct. I made the comparison Saturday morning on Bucko Talk. It's like that line in Piano Man. He knows that it's me they've been coming to see. That's what Paul Skenes is. I mean, there were, 38,000 people there Friday night? Limits, were you there Friday night? Pirates scored 14 runs.
First sellout since opening day at the home opener.
I mean, the formula was there, absolutely. It was a Friday night in the summer. Weather was warm. No rain. Nice promotion. And the biggest promotion of them all was Paul Skenes being on the mound. I think that easily brought in 5, maybe even 10,000 more people than what it would have. I mean, they had a home date on the 4th of July, and I think they just cracked 20,000 in terms of attendance. I remember days when they would have home 4th of July dates, and it was always an afternoon game, kind of a nice little 4th of July tradition around baseball, and they would have huge crowds for that. Now, okay, maybe weather is a factor there, but they go from having a holiday home date in the afternoon and they nearly double it the next night. And I think Paul Skenes absolutely plays a factor into something like that. And he gave the people a show, and oddly enough, it was a game where he was overshadowed by the Pirates' offense. I don't think that will happen too much in his time. But they scored 14 runs. He pitched 7 innings. He allowed 2 runs. He struck out 8. He walked a pair. He would be the first one to say probably not even his best start. And given that he is only 10 starts into his career, he has already made such a mark that we are talking about 7 innings and 2 earned runs. And we're saying, yeah, good Paul Skenes start, but not his best. Not what he did in his second start, the 6 no-hit innings against the Cubs at Wrigley Field when he struck out 11. He went 6 innings of 1 earned run against the Giants after that. That one actually looked shakier than what it was, but that was also the point where I think we hit early on with him. Well, he didn't have his best stuff today. He still gave him 6 innings and 1 earned. Detroit, 6 innings, 2 runs, 9 strikeouts. He pitched into the 7th inning against St. Louis. He got that standing ovation on the road. 8 strikeouts in that game, no runs allowed. The man is a machine. He is a machine. It's like Ivan Drago as a pitcher. He has come onto the scene like a warhorse, and every single time out, you can pretty much bank this dude's giving you a quality start. And even better than that. Like, I think just saying quality start almost undersells it. Because textbook definition, baseball definition of that is 6 or more innings and 3 runs or fewer against you. That would almost be like back end of good Paul Skenes starts. This guy is special. And I think Major League Baseball is going the right route here by having him in the All-Star game. And we've even had people push back from the other side. And Limits, I'll have you chime in on this. And I also want to hear what you have to say out there at 412-928-9370. Now we get to the idea of Paul Skenes possibly starting the All-Star game on Tuesday. And national voices out there, Jeff Passan, one of them, he might be the biggest fan of Paul Skenes out of them all. There are plenty of Big Paul Skeens fans in this building. There are plenty of Big Paul Skeens fans in this city. Jeff Passan, who is basically the Adam Schefter of baseball, if you're not familiar with who that is, if he has any chance to put Paul Skeens over, he's going to do it. He said earlier this season, in a Game 7 situation, I would probably pick Paul Skeens. We were like four starts into his career, and he said that. The other day, he made a motion for Paul Skeens to start the All-Star game because you would get those ideal matchups against Aaron Judge, probably Juan Soto, maybe Gunnar Henderson. I don't know what that lineup will look like exactly from the American League, but you can guess that those three guys, three of the heaviest hitters in all of baseball, will be in that spot, in that early lineup spot, that top third of the batting order for the American League. Limits, I don't know your thought on this, and again, if you want to chime in out there, 412-928-9370, do you think Skeen should start the game on Tuesday, and how would you feel about that as a Pirates fan thinking in the back of your mind about the innings limit that he may have down the road?
At first, I was very hesitant because he had only started five or six games when this conversation had first started. Then it became seven or eight. He's got a 2.12 ERA, especially if he goes out and shoves like we expect him to do today and we expect him to do every single time that he's out there. And he goes 11 starts with an ERA, maybe sub two or right at two. I don't understand how you couldn't make him the All-Star game starter. I've completely come around on it. Because I don't really care about seeing Ranger Suarez start the All-Star game. I know how the other side of the state would be really ticked off about it. But Paul Skeens is an event and is a showcase in his own right. He is his own brand. And it's the mustache. It's the 100-mile-an-hour fastball. He's only going to throw one inning. So I would not be concerned at all about the innings limit that the Pirates have him on. Because it's just one inning. And he's going to have still a lot of time to be able to recover, and the Pirates can push him back to starting Saturday or Sunday to give him more extra rest after the All-Star break anyway. So, yes, I would 100% start him in the All-Star game right now, especially if he goes out and dominates the Brewers today.
I think the only other way that they could try to pull it off, and I brought this up the other day, was to have him be that guy that's slated to pitch the third or fourth inning. But you are running the risk of things not matching up the right way. Like you kind of have to hope that, okay, the American League will be coming around to its second time in the order once we get to, let's say, the third inning. Let's say a couple of guys reach in the first and or second inning. You're coming around to the top in the third inning. Now we can put Paul Skeens in there. You don't have the thought of, well, I just put a rookie out there to start the game and maybe some of the backlash you get there. But you also are able to maybe keep the audience for a little bit longer. And there are big baseball fans that will tune into the game for a long time no matter what, and maybe even watch the entire All-Star game. But I think there's also some of the thought there that fans will tune in. Maybe Skeens doesn't start, but the idea is he will come in early in the game and you keep their attention for three or four innings instead of, well, he pitched, he's done, now I can turn on something else. Because there's definitely going to be fans that do that. And like, I wouldn't blame people to do that because it is, you know, a glorified exhibition. That's what the All-Star games around sports pretty much are. So that's my only other defense of him not starting the game, but you're running a whole lot of risk and really hoping that everything falls into place for you. Like, you have to hope, okay, we got to the third inning. They're just coming around to the second time in the lineup. It's 1-2-3 due up for the American League, or maybe 2-3-4, and we're bringing out Paul Skeens. But it's a risk involved there to match that up and do that. And then if you don't end up doing it, it can always be defended after the game, you know, one way or the other. He should be the starter. If baseball wants this to be the perfect scenario for them, because like we've been saying, he is an event in and of himself. Like, you know, Paul Skeens on the mound, you are going to get eyeballs on your product no matter what. Because people want to see what right now is just sort of a dream matchup. Paul Skeens against Aaron Judge. Paul Skeens against Gunnar Henderson. Paul Skeens against Vlad Jr.
Juan Soto.
Juan Soto, throw him in there. Like, the American League will have a stacked, I mean, the whole lineup will be stacked, but definitely in the top half of that nine on Tuesday night. You want Paul Skeens facing those guys. You don't want Paul Skeens facing the bottom of the order. And imagine if he's out there and it's one-on-one, it's Paul Skeens against Aaron Judge, and he strikes the guy out on three pitches. Or Aaron Judge hits a home run. I think either way, for Major League Baseball, that is a win-win.
Oh, and the other part is, Tyler Glasnow is hurt. Chris Sale is starting on Sunday. Isn't Zach Wheeler banged up a little bit too?
Yeah,
Philadelphia?
I believe so. Like, I don't think he'll be involved in the game.
The chips are falling right into place. The stars are aligning, where it's basically Skeens or Ranger Suarez. And it's up to Torrey Lovello, the Diamondbacks manager, to decide what he wants. There's no favoritism that's going to be had towards Philadelphia, but there also might not be any favoritism shown towards Skeens, to the point where it matches up perfectly at this point, where, I mean, you could have made a case for Glasnow. You could have made a really good case for Chris Sale. I mean, Chris Sale's probably the most deserving out of everyone. Mm-hmm. But it would, to me, would make the most sense for Skeens, even though he's going to have more opportunities to start the All-Star game. I think we know it, but why not start it now?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to get it while it's hot. Because not that things will taper off for Paul Skeens in his career, but right now he is that shiny brand new object in Major League Baseball. And I think you have to take advantage of that. Sure, he will probably continue to be a pretty must-watch talent throughout his career. You know, kind of the way that the greats in all of the sports are. And you hope that he can live up to what some of those other players have done that have become all-time greats. And this is, I'm saying, cross sport. So he will have other opportunities. Hell, maybe as early as next season, he will have another opportunity to start an All-Star game. But I think you strike while the iron is hot, and you have this dude go out, pitch the first inning for the National League on Tuesday night. It will be electrifying. You know, at least off the top of your game, you will have more viewers than, I wouldn't say you've maybe ever had, but you will have more than you've had in a long time because you have a figure like Paul Skeens on the mound. You have him face Aaron Judge. You have him face Juan Soto, Gunnar Henderson, Vlad Jr., that American League lineup. The first three to four hitters, maybe just three. It would be cool if it's just three. Imagine an inning from him. And I know, I mean, I was young whenever this happened, and you were, I don't even think, born yet in the summer of 99.
Nope.
Pedro Martinez, his All-Star game performance, which I'm sure you have seen, you've probably gone back and watched.
He's dominant.
Struck out five of the first six National League hitters. And now that was a little bit different. It was in Boston. He was pitching for the Red Sox at the time, and he did one of the coolest things that has ever been seen in All-Star game history. Imagine a sequence when Skeens goes out there and he strikes out the side in the first inning. I mean, that would rank up there with one of the cooler moments in All-Star game history immediately.
And he struts off the mound. I mean, baseball has by far the best All-Star game out of the core four sports. I mean, by far.
They do.
Hockey is 3-on-3. The NBA is just a three-point shooting contest. And the NFL, I mean, you got to be kidding
it's
me.
It's flag
football at this point. Plus, skills competitions is pretty much the highlight of the Pro Bowl at this point. Baseball, it's just so genuine of an All-Star game because it's the actual sport in its entire unique and authentic form. And that's why it's even highlighted with Skeens and Aaron Judge and everyone else highlighted out there. Because it's not like football where you go half speed, or hockey, which is not 5-on-5 in the NBA, where nobody's trying at all to play any defense or anything. It's just a skills competition in a basketball game form. And that's why I like baseball's All-Star game the most. And it helps the stars to shine the best as long as the game promotes it the right way.
Yeah, I mean, I think those are fair points because it's really not hard the way you laid it out. It's not hard to beat the other league's all-star games, but baseball has been the best one maybe forever and definitely for quite some time. I know they don't play for anything, and it is still a glorified exhibition, but they're at least playing a real game. I want to hear from you out there on this. Should Paul Skenes start the All-Star game? Are you excited for another Paul Skenes start this afternoon? 2:10 in Milwaukee, and that can be heard on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. Paul Skenes gets the ball for the Buccos as they try to take 2 out of 3 against the Milwaukee Brewers. 412-928-9370. If you want to chime in and join the conversation, we would love to have you. That is Off the Top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. A rundown of what's happening on today's show. We're going to have a Bechtold breakdown in a little bit. I don't know how often you get to do that, Austin. I know the morning show used to run you through it, so I figured we could bring that back for you a little bit later on. We will give a recap of what happened in last night's game, a sadly predictable Pirates loss. John Parrotto joins us at noon. Jeff Hathorn at 1 o'clock. We will also continue to preview Buccos and Brew Crew this afternoon in Milwaukee. 412-928-9370 to join in. That's also the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It's Donnie Football in for Joe Starkey and Paul Zeiss right now, and Austin Bechtold.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fan headline. Celebrate Christmas in July with us, Odyssey and Humane Animal Rescue of Pittsburgh, HARP, invite you to join Stuff the Doghouse on July 13th and 14th. Drive through and donate pet supplies at HARP's north side and east side locations and help make a difference for our furry friends. Items to donate include dry dog and puppy food, treats, and more. Visit the events page at 937thefan.com. for the full list. It's Donnie Football in for Joe Starkey and Paul Zeiss this morning until 2 o'clock. City Limits behind the glass. IT helping him out as well. That's intern Trent. Talking Paul Skenes right now. He makes another start this afternoon. Are you excited for that? Is this man still appointment viewing for you 10 starts in to his major league career? And should he start the All-Star game for the National League? I say yes. I know Limits has already said yes. You got to strike while the iron is hot here. He is your newest and shiniest toy in the store. You put him out front and you promote that. Skenes against Judge, Soto, Henderson, that will get the most eyeballs on your product to me. Plus, who the hell wants to watch a crafty left-handed pitcher start that All-Star game? Ranger Suarez, listen, I know he's having a great year. A guy who's built on location. That ain't no fun for an All-Star game. That's like having the best player in the NBA All-Star game being a guy who specializes from the free throw line. 412-928-9370. If you want to get in queue, are you excited for Paul Skenes to start today? Do you think he should start the All-Star Game for the National League. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That is where we start with Ken in South Park. What's up, Ken?
Hey, how you doing, Donnie?
Good. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I definitely think Paul Skeens should start the All-Star Game. I mean, if he doesn't, Major League Baseball is dropping the ball big time. And secondly, if the Pirates would have added a batter 2 weeks ago, this game today with Skeens would be like a wild card. And you would feel kind of comfortable with, you know, best of three against the Brewers with Skeens pitching and a couple more added bats. Just my thoughts.
Thanks, Ken. I appreciate the call. We go to the Partying Panther. Our guy, he wants to talk Paul Skeens. What's up, Mr. Panther?
Well, I'm in total agreement with you guys. They need to do it just to prove that the WNBA are a bunch of idiots, because they could do the same thing in the WNBA as we could do with Skeens and Major League Baseball. I can't believe they can't see that.
You bring up a good point there, Panther. That's actually something I didn't consider. At first, I didn't know where he was going when he brought that up. So Caitlin Clark not in their All-Star festivities?
I think she's in it. I think he might be discussing that she's not in she's not on Team USA for
okay.
the Olympics.
Yeah, I knew that. I was a little bit, I thought she was in, I thought she was on the All-Star team. Like on her All-Star team in the WNBA.
Yeah, she is.
Okay. Well, then that point doesn't stand as strong then. Because I figured that's what he was going for.
He has to be talking about Team USA.
Yeah, which, I mean, that's a little bit different here, but that's a whole other conversation. Should be or should she not be on that team? 412-928-9370. Josh wants to talk Skeens. What's up, Josh? Josh? Hello, Josh.
Hello.
Hello, Josh. There he is. What's up, Josh?
Hey. Oh, nothing. Paul Skeens should absolutely start the All-Star game. He's well-deserved. It's big for baseball.
Josh, I appreciate the call. Man, a few words there. I don't know. He also maybe dropped his phone there initially, but I appreciate the call. Anyway, I mean, it's a big moment for baseball if that dude's on the mound. Plus, I mean, you can also, like, wouldn't you want a player like that to make history if it's kind of a layup to do so? Like, he's already the first player to be drafted the season prior to make the All-Star game as a first overall pick. That's already a piece of history. Now you can add to it if he starts the All-Star game.
It'd be insane. And just shows that the level of ability that Paul Skeens has, and really what he truly can become, which in my mind, I don't want to go ponies route of, you know, completely predicting things and they go in the opposite way, of being one of the best pitchers that we've ever seen in all of baseball. That's the talent and ability that this guy has, and the nonchalant attitude of what you were saying earlier, 7 innings, 2-run ball. Well, he walked a guy. Was it really good, Paul Skeens? Was his command really there? And he still shoves in all indications of what any other starting pitcher would do.
Yeah, I mean, any other Pirates starter does that. Now, Mitch Keller, we have come pretty accustomed to giving us starts like that. But any other pitcher does that, and we're saying, there we go. Like, we're getting ready to bow at the guy's feet. And with Skeens, we see 7 innings, 2 earned, 8 strikeouts. He walked a couple guys, like you said, and he was okay. He was pretty good. Now, the offense outshined him on Friday. I understand that. Maybe that took away a little bit from what he did. That did not factor into what the attendance for the game was. I don't think anybody would have expected the team to score 14 runs. Those people came out to watch Paul Skeens pitch. And that's what people will do with the All-Star game. If they are not in attendance, they are going to tune in to watch this guy pitch. again, all due respect to Ranger Suarez. He's having himself a great season, a career year in Philly. How many people are going to be hyped up the first inning of that game outside of Philly fans? Oh, man, here's a guy who lives and dies on location, a crafty left-handed pitcher. That would be like Martin Perez starting the All-Star game if he was having a good season. That's what we are comparing it to. It's got to be Skeens. 412-928-9370. Jay is in Uniontown. What's up, Jay?
Donnie football. Well, Donnie baseball right now. Let me tell you something. I'm not a big social media guy, but I know that Livy Dunn has a gazillion Instagram followers because I keep hearing about that on the news. And if she gets on her Instagram page and says, hey, everybody, tune in to the MLB All-Star game and watch my fiance or boyfriend. He's starting the game, the starting pitcher. Every 10 and 11-year-old that follows her might just watch the game, even though they might – maybe they weren't going to. And if they highlight her there, hey, look who's in the crowd. It's Livy Dunn. That is just going to draw in so many more viewers from a different demographic than what baseball's probably used to getting.
Yeah, exactly. Great point there. It's like the light version of what Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift can do in the National Football League. Livy Dunn, certainly not to the star power that Taylor Swift is. I mean, Swift is one of the most famous people in the world right now. No exaggeration. But social media-wise, you're right. There are a lot of either preteen or people in their teens who are all in on Livy Dunn or even into their late teens and early 20s. Like, we're all aware at this point who Livy Dunn is. I know City Limits is a big Livy Dunn fan back there. But you get those people who follow her and, you know, bow to her every word. She says, hey, my boyfriend is pitching in the MLB All-Star game, and says, oh, it's on Fox. It's Tuesday night. Like, he's going to pitch in the first inning. You're going to get people just from that. Like, that will actually work.
How has Livy Dunn not thrown out a first pitch at a Pirates game yet? Like, how has that not happened?
That was something we mentioned last year when the Pirates drafted him. Like, how long until we see a first pitch from Livy Dunn?
Like, I'm in shock that it hasn't happened with one of his starts yet, or just in general in a random Friday night Pirate game.
Yeah, it should be like a weekend, like a Friday or Saturday that Livy Dunn is out there.
And Livy throws out the first pitch at Yinzer Palooza with Paul Skeens on the mound.
Hey, I mean, they could have scheduled that maybe. I mean, think of that. Saturday night.
Wiz Khalifa bobbleheads.
They're playing the Phillies. They also kind of blew it there with the Khalifa bobbleheads. That should have been on 420, not 720.
Fair point.
You like that one, Horse?
I do, Horse.
412-928-9370 if you want to get yourself in the hopper. Talking Paul Skeens right now. We'll keep taking your calls as things go on. We will break down last night's game in a little bit. Coming up, we do have a Bechtold breakdown. I know he's excited about this. I don't know how often he gets to do it with Paul and Joe on this show, but I told him, you know what? I'm just filling in for the guys. We're going to have a Bechtold breakdown this morning. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge on Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Before we get to the Bechtold breakdown, I want to tell you, listen to the Starkey Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week. From the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry, contest run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 937thefan.com contesting page. Donnie Football in for Joe Starkey and Paul Zeiss this morning. City Limits behind the glass. IT back there with him. Limits, I know you're excited for this one. First off, do Joe and Paul ever let you do a Bechtold breakdown? I know you were doing these with the morning show when you and Harry Callis would pinch hit for each other.
Yes, so it started probably about a month after I was working with those guys more regularly, about 3-4 days a week, became about 4 days a week. We started implementing it Fridays at noon, the Bechtold breakdown. It's still on Friday.
Man, put a prime time on there.
Uh-huh, that's what Joe picked. Joe picked noon.
Does it end up being like 12:18 by the time you get to it?
Just about. And then Joe and Paul will talk about some other topic for 10 minutes. And then Joe will say, I'm sorry, Limits. Let's get to the breakdown right now. And Ron would be all upset about it. Joe, why won't you let this guy talk and give his segment?
Joe, he wants to do his breakdown here. Let's do it.
Please, Joe.
Well, let's do it. Let's
hit
it.
The Bechtel breakdown for Thursday, July 11th. Here we go. We were talking about this in the back, Donnie. EA Sports College Football finally coming back next Friday. It's being released. What team are you looking forward to rebuilding as a dynasty in EA Sports College Football?
Well, I jokingly told our social media man, Ben Tenuta, because he is going around making a video getting everybody's answer on this. And you and I, Limit, along with Harry Callis, along with multiple other people in the building, we all attended Waynesburg University. You said that as your answer right before I went. So I elected St. Vincent College out in Latrobe because I call their games. I'll be calling all but one of their home games this year. Also a good pal of ours coaching there, Chase Johnston. Yeah. I have several of my best friends who attended and played football at St. Vincent College. I don't even know if that'll be possible in this game to have a Division III team, like create a team type deal.
Yeah,
it's got to be, right?
I mean, can we play with Waynesburg? I think every team is in the game. Like, because I know
even D3.
I know Noah Hiles was at the Hall of Fame, I think, not that long ago in Atlanta for the College Football Hall of Fame, and was talking about Mountain Union, and I think that they're in the game.
I'm wondering. I mean, you might have to create them, but it might be worth it. I mean, you can pull it off. You can build John F. Wiley Stadium with all the
train
seats on one side.
Yeah, the train
in the
background.
Yellow Jacket Express. Now they have that big wall built up, too.
Hey, the train can't disappear with that wall. You can still hear it.
Yeah.
Hear it in your dreams.
Yeah, the 12th man, as I like to call it.
I'd rebuild Waynesburg. You know, they got to beat W&J a little bit more, even though I do W&J's home football broadcast.
A little bit more, maybe like once more than
every 25
decade.
Years.
I was on the last team to do it, Limits, in 2014. That was the last time. And it might be the last time for a long time that Waynesburg beat W&J at football.
Well, it hasn't been a long time since USA Basketball won gold at the Olympics. They started off their journey in a showcase against Canada yesterday, 86-72. LeBron was getting lobs from Steph Curry. Haliburton is on the team. Kevin Durant's on the team. Is this the most talented roster that we've ever seen? Joel Embiid decided to play for Team USA. Mentioned Steph Curry. Some of the other guys, like Jason Tatum. Jaylen Brown doesn't even make the team. Jason Tatum is on the team, but no Jaylen Brown. Derek White is the replacement for Kawhi Leonard. This is a stacked roster. Anthony Davis is also on the team. Ton of stars mixed up from a lot of different realms of the NBA. Does it compare to the Dream Team?
No, I still don't think it gets to the Dream Team point. I even think, what was it, 2008? Was that the Redeem Team?
Yes.
I'd probably say that team, too, over the current one that we have, because you also had LeBron James in his prime, not LeBron James at 40 years old. You had guys like Dwayne Wade on that team. You had some great stars of the 2000s on that team. I just don't think you will ever really find a squad that matches up to what the 92 Dream Team had. I mean, you had David Robinson, Pat Ewing, Larry Bird, Pippen, Jordan, Clyde Drexler, Karl Malone, John Stockton, Chris Mullin, Barkley, the round mound of rebound. You had Magic Johnson.
What's the common denominator? All in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I mean, so they had one college player, and it was Leitner.
Right.
And,
but he, at the time, was the best college player maybe of all time.
Right. But, man, every single one of those dudes, like you said, a Hall of Famer, and some of them considered, like, best player ever maybe at their position or overall. I mean, Jordan, obviously. Bird, one of the great big shooters from the outside. You know, you really wonder what more he even could have done without, like, back issues. Pippen, probably the greatest Robin. One of the greatest Robins to a Batman in NBA history.
James Worthy's up there.
Yeah, I mean, Malone and Stockton were a great duo with the Jazz. Barkley, one of the best rebounders of all time at just 6'6".
So you talk about all those guys as Hall of Famers. Like, looking at this roster, is Bam Adebayo going to be a Hall of Famer? I don't know. Tyrese Haliburton, I like him, but Probably not. Drew Holiday. Derek White is not going to be in the Hall of Fame as the replacement for Kawhi. They should have went with Brunson, but obviously he was hurt. They should have went for him from the start. He was not able to play, obviously, with the injury he sustained in the playoffs. Very talented roster. What if they put Cooper Flagg on the roster, even though he has not even played a college basketball game, as he was supposedly dominating in a scrimmage with Team USA earlier in the month?
I think it would be neat if they actually did do that, like who they found to be like the best college player from the last year, if they put them on the roster without even playing an NBA game. Like, what if they put Edie on? He would be on Canada's roster, I think.
Right.
But if Team USA picked like the best American-born player from college basketball the year prior.
Yeah, Bronny James.
Yeah, and his 3 points per game. That'll be the next one. We'll see Bronny James in 2028. LeBron will be 44 years old, and Bronny will be scoring like 2 points a game in the association. He'll be on the Team USA team.
That's good for team morale.
Looking again at this 92 team, I think both teams in their primes, I think 92 is wiping the floor with 24. I think they're beating them by like 24 points, maybe even more.
I got two more quick ones for you.
Go ahead. We can take our time here. I know how the clock works on this show.
Oh, yeah. It runs rampant. So schools leaving the Pac-12 for football. Arizona, Arizona State, Cal, Colorado, Oregon, Stanford, UCLA, USC, Utah, Washington, the laundry list, will still play in Pac-12 affiliated bowl games for the next 2 years and will not tie in the bowl ties with their new conferences. So you know how the Pac-12 always, one team from the Pac-12 will play in the Rose Bowl, and somebody from the Big Ten usually plays in the Rose Bowl, like the classic matchups that we've seen between, like, I remember that Penn State-USC game so well with Barkley. Sam Darnold was the quarterback. I think Juju might have played in that game.
Yeah, he did.
It was, like a 52-48 type of game?
I think 52-49. I think it was a game-winning field goal.
Yeah, incredible game. Probably one of the best Rose Bowls I've ever seen. Like, I was at the Penn State-Utah one. Do you like it, or should it be? Well, at the same time, nobody wants to see just a 7-5 Oregon State team make the Rose Bowl. At least, well, now, with the college football playoff, it wouldn't even matter. But I guess some of these other mid-tier level bowl games, I'm okay with it, even though there was a lot of pushback on it.
No, I mean, you have to be okay with it because there are a ton of bowl games to fill because, you know, how many of these games are sponsored? There are too many bowl games, but we know they will never take them away because of the money that is made from them. That's a whole other problem, though. You have to do this because of the adjustments with college football specifically here and the conferences. You have to just say, well, the teams that used to be here, they're going to play in the same bowl games that they used to be in. And then you just have to kind of adjust. Like, they have to have some sort of realignment on bowl configuration in the future, I would think, because you got the Holiday Bowl, the Las Vegas Bowl, the Alamo Bowl, the Sun Bowl, First Responder Bowl, the LA Bowl, the Independence Bowl, and then the Fiesta and the Rose Bowl, based on what I'm looking at here. I might be looking at a bad list, but either way, you have to kind of still have those designations in place, because when it comes down to organizing the bowl games and fitting those puzzle pieces in, you're going to be left in a tough spot, because we're eventually going to get down to like three conferences in college football, maybe even two. So it's like, you got to figure out who's playing where, and to make this happen, I think you have to have the conferences, you know, still the old conferences playing where they used to play in bowl games, if that makes sense.
I've learned some very unfortunate news.
What?
Waynesburg is not a confirmed college football team in EA Sports College Football 25. Neither is St. Vincent.
Yeah, I kind of figured you'd have to create the team to do so. But you know what? If you're gonna build and turn around a program, I think you should build it from the ground up.
Maybe I can rebuild Robert Morris.
They should be in there, right? How about, I don't know about Duquesne.
Well, maybe this thing is wrong.
No Bobby Moe in there.
It says no Bobby Moe. I thought there was more, like, things to learn about it, like that they were adding more teams and stuff like that. I don't know. That might be a faulty story from May. we won't trust it until we get the game and find out more, and maybe we'll get a happy surprise. Finally, on this day, 23 years ago, the year that I was born in 2001, the Pittsburgh Penguins traded Jaromir Jagr to the Washington Capitals for a package that included Chris Beach and future considerations. Michael Slivik was also in that trade as well. Basically, the
man.
Penguins' big salary dump at the time where they needed Mario to save them the most on July 11, 2001, when the Pens had two championships, Steelers had four Super Bowls, and your pal Limits was only 4 months old.
I would have been about five, almost to six. October is my birthday, so I was only five then. I wasn't super old back in 01. Man, can you imagine them doing that now? They trade like one of their best players to the Capitals of all teams.
Sidney Crosby to the Capitals for future considerations. Whatever amounted to future considerations.
He's the brother of my all-time favorite player, cash considerations.
What about international bonus money? That's my favorite.
Yeah, he's a distant cousin to those two. But a pretty good player in his own right. Also up there with player to be named later.
Yes.
That's a good one. Thank you, Limits.
Thank you,
Donnie. That was a fun breakdown.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.